Welcome to a Little Grace to Grow podcast today, and I want us to look at Philippians 3:13 today. Got a short little devotion for you that I think will help you hopefully press forward for the cause of Christ and not carry baggage with you. We're going to read verse 13. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before." I want to zero in on this one statement, forgetting those things which are behind. It's amazing how human nature likes to hang on to problems we can do nothing about. We like to think about them until they begin to consume us. They literally begin to control our lives. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." These thoughts begin to control our attitudes, our behavior, and even the way we perceive things. They hinder our ability to hear from God. They blind us from seeing opportunities to serve Him. No joy, no peace, because we can't let go of the past. The result is that it hinders us from enjoying the present. Maybe it was a failed marriage. Maybe a bankruptcy. Maybe a missed opportunity. But now it's past and there's no way to correct it. Let it go. Make the best of what you have now. Maybe it was a crime you committed. Well, if that's the case, if you can make restitution, you ought to. But if you can do nothing about it, other than confess it, do that and you have to let it go. Maybe it's a neglect you regret. Maybe it was a tragedy you caused or an abusive situation you experienced. Let it go. You say it's not so easy. Yes, but is it worth hanging on to? If you can do nothing to correct the past, let it go. Absorb yourself in the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Trust Him to heal your wounded spirit. Trust Him to give you focus for the future. The way we overcome past problems is to reach for the future possibilities with both hands. The longer we wait to let go, the more regrets we link ourselves to. Are you bitter? Are you angry? Are you living with regret? Then you're living in the past. Joseph, after he was released from prison and exalted as the prime minister of Egypt, he was given an Egyptian bride. They had a child, their firstborn child, Manasseh. And he named his child Manasseh because the name Manasseh means "the Lord hath made me forget." You see, he went through a lot of hard, grievous times as a slave, as a prisoner, being without his father, being betrayed by his brothers, being lied about, having his reputation slandered. And yet, when all was said and done, he was able to look back at the blessing of God because he stayed faithful. He served in spite of all that had gone on. He was able to look back and see the blessing of God, and he said, "Manasseh, the Lord hath made me forget." He let it go. And that's exactly what you have to do as well. Any golf player that is worth his salt, the great golf players, they're great not because they never make a bad swing, hit a bad shot. They're great because they can let it go and correct it and move on and not carry it with them in their head. Friend, I don't know what it is in your life, but I know the Lord's able to help you. And trust Him, and I hope you have a fantastic week. God bless you. Bye.